Snow changes everything. 5 inches of white powder show me a world I've missed. Yesterday, I looked at the brown hill outside my office and didn't see a thing. Today, brilliant green pines shout, "Look at me!" Snow shows me I've been unconscious. The camel-colored pasture near Rockhouse Creek serves up bright green blades of pointed fescue, caught and frozen in the icy layer. Hazelnut seed pods and wind-blown rose hips lay suspended like flotsam in a frozen stream. I've ignored so much. Curled beech leaves hold a tiny cone of snow, a white fluffy cornucopia. Pussy willow catkins look like insects in amber. A beech tree bud is like a miniature honeycomb, clear and precise in an icy shawl. Until snowfall, I thought my winter days were solitary. Last night the deer held a convention outside the kitchen. The white lawn now looks like a schoolyard after recess. I find mice tracks outside the shed, unmistakable with the graceful sweep of their tiny tails in every snowy step. Hiking below Buffalo Mountain, I find evidence of a snowy midnight snack. An owl feather, a patch of bloody snow, and a tiny jawbone. In the orchard, Kingston black trees live up to their name, with deep burgundy branches stark against the snow. White-tipped lichens cover Roxbury Russet's gray trunks. Snow tells me each tree is an individual. A few years back, I hiked Rockcastle Gorge with snowshoes and 3 feet of snow. I stopped to smell the cold air and then heard lapping. I raised my head and locked eyes with a bobcat drinking from a branch 20 yards down the hill. My world stopped, and for a second, that wild thing held my gaze. I swear I saw a drop of water falling inch by inch from its wet, furry chin into that cold creek. I blinked and it was gone. Edwin Way Teal says snow is the great revealer. It cannot keep a secret. Snow humbles me. I walk our hills with my eyes wide open. I study what snow reveals and hope for a sight that will stop my world from turning, if only for a second. May I always remember my snow lessons.